A rather strange court case made the news recently when the deposed king of the make-believe Wallachian kingdom lost a 7-year legal battle with his former foreign minister over the copyright to the fictitious realm. The Wallachian kingdom, which has its own passports and currency, started as a practical joke, but soon grew into the most successful tourist venture in the country. And, confusingly, it's situated in the real Moravian region of Wallachia. In this week's Spotlight, Rob Cameron reports from the kingdom that doesn't exist.
Far, far away from anywhere, in a wooden pub in the middle of a forest, a short and rather rotund man named Olin Kutach is leading a rousing chorus of what he claims is the Wallachian national anthem. Dressed in traditional Wallachian clothes and wearing a large, pointy black shepherd's hat, Olin doesn't have to try very hard to get his fellow Walachs, fortified by glasses of slivovice or Wallachian plum brandy, singing along. Olin describes himself as the Prime Minister of the Wallachian Kingdom. Plastered over the walls of his mountaintop pub are photos of himself standing alongside a host of celebrities and public figures, from the Czech president Václav Klaus to the Brazilian footballer Ronaldo. Olin, as you've probably guessed, is proud of his roots.
In 1620, at the Battle of White Mountain, the Prague troops were wiped out by the Austrians and everyone else ran away. The only ones who stayed to fight were 800 soldiers from Moravia. Of those 800, 689 were Wallachian. I think that answers your question.
Let's just get this straight, because I can tell some of you are already getting confused. Wallachia is a real place. It's a mountainous region in the southeast corner of Moravia, about the size of Luxembourg. It was settled over many centuries by migrating Romanian shepherds called Vlachs, herding their sheep westwards along the mighty Carpathian mountain range. The Wallachian kingdom, however, is not real. It's a fantasy kingdom that was started as a practical joke 10 years ago, but has since grown into a highly successful tourist venture. And, as Olin explains, becoming a subject of the kingdom is rather more straightforward than herding sheep over the Carpathian mountains.
To become a Valach, all you need to do is spend 7 days in Wallachia and drink a liter of plum brandy per day. We've got consulates all over the world. There's one in Canada and one in New Zealand, so it's very easy to arrange.
Olin is one of the men who've dominated the Wallachian kingdom over the last decade. But the man who started it all, the man who created the trappings of Wallachian statehood, such as the fake passports and the make-believe Wallachian currency, is Tomáš Harabiš, the so-called foreign minister of Wallachia.
Wallachia is a real place with real people, with real history. But a lot of attributes of the Wallachian kingdom are not real.
Like the passports and the currency and so on.
It's not like an official document.
Some people have used these passports to cross international borders, though. That's right, isn't it?
We have reports that there's always problem with Czech passport. But Wallachian passport, even if you go to Africa or anywhere else, you don't really need to show to officers.
Right, that's quite an achievement for a foreign minister of a country that doesn't exist.
Yeah, it is. Even I cross Canadian and U.S. border, border between Yukon and Alaska. And when I crossed the border, I got the stamp, and the officer invited me to Alaska. And then I decided to show him the Czech passport. And when I did it, a problem started. So it was the proof that Wallachian passport is easy to travel, and the Czech passport is a problem.
So far, we've heard from two of the kingdom's most senior officials, but we haven't heard from its deposed monarch, King Boleslav I. Well, first, here's a bit of background to this tale of royal intrigue. Every kingdom, of course, needs a king. Back in 1993, 4 years before Tomáš Harabiš created the Wallachian kingdom, a popular comic actor and trained clown named Bolek Polívka had himself crowned Wallachian King Boleslav I, the Gracious, forever, in an elaborate TV sketch. So, in 1997, when Tomáš was casting around for Wallachian personalities to help bring the kingdom alive, Bolek Polívka was the obvious choice for king. In the beginning, it was a harmonious relationship. King Boleslav put his royal seal on the passports and appeared at lavish events organized by his foreign minister Tomáš. But as the idea grew more successful, as more and more local hotels, restaurants and breweries saw the potential of encouraging people to visit this little-known region, the two sides began to argue about money. Tomáš Harabiš again.
The moment when King Boleslav became a king, he started confusing this fiction with a real position in the kingdom. So he was trying to rule the economy of the kingdom, which was very important for the stability and for the idea, because we didn't create a kingdom only for just a one-day joke. We created it forever.
That's Tomáš's side of the story. So what about Bolek Polívka? Well, unfortunately, a series of phone calls, emails and text messages failed to procure a royal audience. So here he is speaking to Czech television about the case earlier this year.
For me, the main thing is to stop Mr. Harabiš preventing us from having a laugh. He claims that because he owns the copyright to the kingdom, I am not the king of Wallachia, and that I'm misleading the public. I don't think he should be allowed to get away with it.
King Boleslav, as far as Tomáš is concerned, no longer has the right to call himself Wallachian king. Back in 2001, Tomáš led a palace coup, announcing that Boleslav I had been overthrown and installed a queen mother to rule the troubled kingdom in his place. The king's lawyers were not amused. In 2002, they filed a lawsuit to stop Tomáš Harabiš from using the Wallachian kingdom trademark he had registered in 1998, claiming he was profiting unlawfully from Bolek Polívka's name. As we've heard, Bolek has lost that court case, and Tomáš Harabiš has been established as the true heir of the kingdom. Meanwhile, the kingdom itself goes from strength to strength. Almost 90,000 people now own a Wallachian passport, and 10,000 or so are well on their way to becoming fully-fledged Wallachian citizens. So why do Czechs take their practical joking so seriously? Philosopher Erazim Kohák says the roots lie in the country's communist past.
The totalitarian regime, in principle, cannot let its people grow up, because mature people claim freedom and responsibility. So it seems to me that it's a childlike streak, which can be very delightful as an obsession. It is dangerous because this distorts your sense of reality.
Sitting in a pub in the middle of nowhere, warmed by several glasses of slivovica, your sense of reality certainly is distorted. Just what is the Wallachian kingdom? Is it a practical joke created for no other reason than having fun? Or is it a tourist project set up to make money? Well, it's both of those things, and confusingly, it's in a real historical region of the same name. All I can say is come and see it for yourself.